Hey, welcome back. You've landed. You're in the hot seat for today's hot seat session. So I want to give the tribe a little bit of background story, and I just awesome to see all you guys on the call today. So you joined us, I'm not sure how long ago it was, like maybe 12 months ago, maybe?
It was about June, I think. So it's what, nine months.
So you joined us, did a month. Back then we had a 1 month love it or leave it. We've changed it to 90 days now. And you're like, hey, not really getting much out of it. I think I'm pretty good with where things are. I'm going to leave. And I have this uncanny intuition about a lot of crazy stuff that would probably make you guys think that I'm a freak if I shared it. But I said to the team, like, Pete's not leaving. I feel so strongly in my heart, he has to stay. And I was like, do whatever it takes to keep him on board. And so we ended up jumping on a call with you, myself, one of my sales guys, and Michael. First time that's ever happened, and found a way to kind of, I used earlier today, like convince you to stay, but just used a way to help you kind of realize that there was a lot more you hadn't been doing. Offered you an extension of the love and leave it period on the proviso that you actually showed up to the sessions, because you weren't showing up to the sessions and doing the do. Luckily enough, you allowed us to invite you back in. And then at the end of the month, you had changed your mind.
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, what had kind of happened for you? And the reason I want to share this is I want to share, there's some really important stuff in relation to your mindset and how you're showing up now that changed, and that was the decisions were made for how you're showing up right now back then, back in June.
Yeah.
So what
You go. It was, if you hadn't offered that second 30-day period, I probably would have walked right then. Like, that was what got me over the hump. It was my mindset at the time, which is just insane looking back now, was after that month, I was like, I've got my plan now, because I did the game plan sessions. I was like, I'm done. I've got the plan. and that's pretty much it. I'm good to go. I mean, the first month I, as you said, I didn't show up a whole lot. I kind of watched some trainings. I might've done one Sherp session, maybe not. I guess I didn't really go all in, which is a little bit, I'm a pretty stubborn person. I'm learning, but I'm a fairly kind of set in my ways and have pretty strong opinions about how I do things. And it was obviously something different. I got that 30 day period, but that's the only reason. I was like, well, 30 days can't hurt. I might get a really good game plan for the 1 month's payment, and that'd be great. And then you got 3 days and went, probably you can learn this stuff for free by searching around the internet and stuff. And I think, like I said, that's you in the call.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Then you said, there's another 3 days, give us the full try. And it was the thing that you said that stuck with me on the call that I'm going to go, yeah, I guess you're right, is and say a lot is you don't know what you don't know. And it was kind of, everything I learned 30 days ago into the program was stuff that I had not even known about at the 0 day mark. And the fact that I'd learned that stuff doesn't mean that there wasn't a whole lot more. And so my mindset's completely changed in that regard. It's now that, it's only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, let's be honest, like, full transparency, you can jump on a YouTube and learn most things about business. The challenge with that is there's a lot of conflicting information. There's a lot of noise out there. But the biggest thing that I've learned over the time is that the business will never outgrow the founder. So although you have access to this stuff, a lot of people have access to it now, but they're not using it. They're not implementing. They're not taking action because they're operating their life based on where their mind is currently at. And we never see life the way that life is. We see life the way that we are. Our perceptions of life become our reality of life that we live. And this is why I think at the moment there's such interesting times. Like, is it challenging for everyone? Yes. Are people dying? Yes. Like, is it a serious concern? Absolutely. Does that mean that we should run scared, put our head in the sand, close our business down without strategically looking at things and deciding next course of actions? Absolutely not. You know, there is the same opportunities out there in the world today as there was last week, as there was last month, as there was last year. And there's always going to be people that are, abundantly experiencing opulence, right, through life. And there's those that are walking through life from a scarce frame with shitty relationships, with poor cash and financial situations, right?
Yeah.
both exist. And I do want to take this session today to, Pete, to talk a bit about that stuff as well, because I think that it's super important. I guess before we go down that path, though, and if there's any questions along the way, please feel free to jump in the chat, let us know. How have you seen things shift for you? Like you mentioned before, like, wow, looking back then, I can't believe where I was at or how I was. That was 9 months ago. It's not a long time ago. Yeah. But what have you noticed has shifted looking back in hindsight now within yourself, within your mindset, within the way you conduct your business?
The biggest shift is that even though I was eight years into it, it was pretty much me doing everything. And even though I had quite a lot of coaches that coached for me, it was still very much the mindset that, and you know, like the emails I send out and everything, it was me. It was coming from me. And it was very much the mindset that it was my business, this is what I do, and they're kind of the supporting cast. That just do a bit of coaching every now and then.
Yeah.
Whereas now I've taken on a lot of stuff and taken on a lot of the mindset of building a company, that we're an entity as a whole, and that it's not me plus them. It's us as the whole thing all in one. And yeah, doing as much as I can to build up that mindset and that idea. And I've definitely noticed a change in the coaches because of that. Mm. And they've really bought into that mentality, which has been awesome. Mm. Hired an admin assistant that was a few years overdue, which has been massive in terms of me actually being able to focus on things that are improving the business. The cliche everyone says, work on the business, not in the business.
Yeah.
Which I'm still doing both, but that's taken a huge load off me, not just in terms of time, but just in terms of brain space. Mm. Like having, you know, 10, 15 incoming calls and 50 incoming emails a day.
Mm.
Just means your brain's just scattered by the time you need to actually try and think of anything. So that's been massive in terms of being helpful for that. But just also thinking big, like dreaming big, and setting goals versus just riding the wave. Like up until this point, I hadn't set a goal really until this year or until last year, until I joined Game Changers. There's been 0 ounces of business planning or goal setting of any degree. Except maybe a couple of loosely written down. Yeah, I'd like to do this year. That's about it.
Because what happens with a lot of us as human beings is that we will do more to protect. Like there's a saying that we'll do more to protect $1 million than to go out and make $1 million. Mm-hmm. Yet the thing about life is that life is constantly changed. Like change is the one thing we've got certainty on. Life's always evolving and growing, right? And if we're trying to maintain or hold on to something, eventually life, the market, our relationship, like if we're constantly seeing our partner as we believe our partner to be, the relationship's dead because we're not allowing them space to evolve and grow in the relationship, right? If we're seeing our business and holding on to our business the way that it's always been because it's worked, the business is going to die, right? That's the same with anything. Like if you bring a plant inside and don't water it, don't nurture it, don't trim the leaves back, don't provide fertilizer for it, don't give it sun, like it's going to die. Like life is evolving and growing, and so therefore as human beings we need to evolve and grow. Yet something funny happens where we move to a place where we get comfortable, and then in many ways we're happy to stay comfortable. Now comfortable for everyone is different. Comfortable could mean that you've got a shitty relationship with an abusive partner, but you know what you're getting, so you stay in that relationship. Now this is non-judgmental, but this is what happens in the human psychology, is that we tend to attract experiences that we've previously hadn't survived. So the experiences that we learn to survive become the experiences that our continued survival depends upon. And it was funny in Bali, like I was noticing with some mates and stuff, the kind of relationships they were attracting while I was over there. And it was so funny that I would see perfectly how their patterning or the people who they were attracting patterning was playing out the relationship. And it was so obvious to the outside person looking in, but not obvious at all from the person inside looking out. Because that's the framework, that's the perception of life they've grown up in. That's normal for them. And this, I guess, is where the benefit of having a coach and working on yourself and going through the personal development, and you know yourself, you're a basketball coach, right? Has such a huge advantage because you can see things that others can't see, right? You can provide them insights that they can't see for themselves because they're used to growing up in the paradigm of their own life. They're used to doing things a certain way. Someone who's played basketball their whole life comes to you for coaching. No doubt their skill goes backwards first before it goes forwards, because you've got to untrain a lot of bad habits that they self-taught themselves to train them properly. curious to know, like, how has you showing up to some of the group sessions and being involved in the Sherps and stuff impacted your mindset and your leadership and the way that you go to your team?
Yeah, I mean, massively. I love the way Mike does the Sherp calls, and definitely in a few different ways that I can think of sort of off the top of my head. One is just always sort of going a little bit deeper and trying to think why. Not just taking something at face value, but actually, okay, what's causing that? As well as trying to actually just sometimes do something and actually not just put your hand up and say, tell me exactly how to do it, but actually making you do something yourself and just putting pen to paper figuratively and just getting something done and seeing how it goes. And then, you know, getting a little bit of help maybe to fine tune it. So that's going to help me stop procrastinating a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the Sherp calls are invaluable just in having that there every week to know, okay, this got this on my mind. I'll ask Mike during that session. I'll ask, obviously, in the group is the other option.
Yeah.
But in terms of, I guess, impacting it, yeah, as a company, it's that idea of asking why and just going that a little bit deeper is the main one.
Asking rather than telling.
Yep.
There's a buddy of mine here in, there's a buddy of mine in Bali who runs a coaching business for PTs. And it's really interesting, his model. His model is he pretty much gives them everything in template form. He gives them all the funnels, the sales copy for their things, the systems. Like, he gives them everything. It's great because people come on board and they can literally build a business overnight and his stuff works. The challenge with that is that you're not helping someone's EQ or IQ improve. You're training them to be stupid. And we live in a world where we are, in many ways, we're becoming stupider and stupider. Like, why do you think that people like Mark Zuckerberg limits and doesn't allow his children to be using technology? You know, and I guess the thing with us, we had a client recently, I won't mention his name, but we had a client recently who wanted to launch a campaign and was getting a little bit frustrated and pissed off with Michael and us as a company because we weren't giving him the help that he thought he needed or wanted, which was pretty much like, do it for me. And we kept to ship of the way that we coach and the way that we lead. And I think it took him a month, and he sent through the funnel this week in the Facebook group. You probably know who I'm talking about because you commented on it. And it was amazing. Like, it was phenomenal. So there's a few things out. Number one is that through that process, we're teaching him how to do it. We're teaching the process that even long after you guys leave us, you have the skill set to be able to do it or train others to do it. Number two, there's a huge amount of self-belief and self-confidence that comes out of breaking through that, as opposed to someone saying, hey, here's a script, go on, just run a sales call that way. It works. Right, there's something about breaking through those boundaries within yourself. And the way that we've designed the program very much and why the group elements is a large component is that you guys get a chance to become leaders and step into leadership within a safe environment where we challenge the shit out of you guys a lot, right? Because you can take that back to your team. And I honestly believe that culture and true leadership kicks strategy's ass for breakfast every day of the week. Like, if you're showing up vulnerably as a leader, if you're, you know, asking good questions of your team as opposed to telling them to do things, and you're training your team to become what I say entrepreneurs inside an organization, you know, coupled with the right systems and processes, your business will far outperform somebody else's who runs the military type dictatorship leadership or the companies that are heavily driven on process systems, but their staff are all half numpties because they haven't been taught to think for themselves. You know, you want to combine those two, which is why I see the Sherp sessions as being so valuable, because Michael doesn't just give you guys the answers.
No.
As much as he wants to, yeah. Right? Because he just so wants to help you out. Like, it's a hard path. But look at, like you said, look at how much your mindset's improved. And I think that you'd agree, you've probably become smarter in the way that you run your business.
Definitely.
And let's just go back a month, because things look very different a month ago. And then we'll fast forward right now. So a month ago, you'd opened up your premise, done a freaking amazing job at it, and was doing research to open up a second premise because you've got a wait list.
I was looking. I was actually, I was looking for the right one. I was already looking for at least.
super close. Like, and everything yeah. Was lining up. And yeah. Then obviously we've been hit with the COVID-19, which has fast-tracked a recession that was coming. That's changed things significantly for you. Now, currently, I think you're still allowed to operate because you're not.
No.
No, you're not. Okay, so no, you guys are not allowed to operate. But prior to that ban coming in, you made the decision to start to move online, which was something that you thought about previously anyway.
Yeah.
I know it's not smooth sailing and I'm not going to sugarcoat things, but I'm curious to know, like, what have you been through this last 30 days and to kind of, and even if you want to talk a bit about like pre 30 days, like where things are at yep. for you and what you're achieving, then we can yep. talk 30 days. And then I'd love to share with you and everyone on the call some further downloads and some stuff that's come through the last yep. week around how to best move through this.
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess sort of 30 days ago, it's nice thinking back then.
Seems like a whole year ago, right?
No, a lifetime ago. Yeah. We had our academy was basically full. So we had like 280 sessions a week there. So like 220 members. A lot of them doing two sessions a week, so 280 total sessions a week, and about 50 people on a waiting list. And that was with doing almost no marketing, like spending nothing on Facebook ads or anything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was looking for a second facility, had an intern program going. We were trying to get getting new coaches trained up. Had 10 people in that. So that was sort of had just started. As I mentioned, hired an assistant. So things were on the up. It was all just one thing going well after another, to be honest.
Yeah.
I wanted to do online training as a way to reach people, a wider market, a wider location, target area. Because often have people that do live a long way away that say, yeah, we'd love to train with guys, but it's too far.
Yeah.
And then, just breaks down that location barrier, which is a much bigger opportunity to reach people. But I just had never got around to it. It was kind of on the cards for this year. One of the projects for this year. But then certainly got fast tracked. So
yeah,
that's what I've been doing the last, week or week and a half is trying to get that sort of ready to go.
Yeah. Which is awesome. And as I want to really acknowledge you, and I know Kylie's another one, there's been a bunch of you guys like many of our clients haven't been affected yet. And I say yet because if we do go into full lockdown, like everyone's going to be affected. That's the reality.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The reality is we're moving towards that because people just aren't taking this seriously enough yet. Mm. And you've only got to look at what they've done in America, New Zealand, Italy, China. Many aren't affected yet. Many are like booming because they just happen to be in the right industries. And then there is a handful that are really struggling. And out of the ones that are struggling, we're seeing too, like we're seeing a couple of clients that are like, hey, I'm out. Like I'm not getting the value and I can't afford it. And then you're seeing other clients that are like, I need you guys now more than ever. Like let's double down on this. And I just think it's an interesting mindset. And I spent some time up quite late last night to wrote a bunch of stuff down. And the first thing that I kind of want to share, I guess, to you and everyone else on the call, and anyone's watching this recording as well, is that it's okay to be fearful and have concerns right now. Like that's part of the human experience. If we're only supposed to experience joy and happiness all the time, we wouldn't have been given a smorgasbord of emotions to feel. So first I want to like just really validate and let you guys know that feeling those things are okay. And you don't have to feel them all the time, right?
Mm.
So I've seen a lot of coaches, I've seen many coaches bury their heads in the sand. I've seen a lot of coaches come out and speak like all positive, like opportunities everywhere, like, just go smash it, double down ad spend, da, 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 da. And I'm like, you guys are gonna get burnt. And then I see the other side that are playing out heavily in the risk. And where I wanna play it and where I see us playing out is in the middle. And what I mean by that is accepting all that is, right? Yep. Accepting the fact that there is a serious situation happening right now. And whether it's affecting you or not, have compassion because it's affecting a lot of people, right? People are dying, people losing their businesses, people have got no certainty. That's real, that's happening. And we're going through like one of the, if not the most phenomenal shifts we've ever been through as humanity in a huge way and something that I believe has been called for a long time. Maybe it could have been done differently, but we will not be the same as a planet again after this. And Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, Think and Grow Rich, that with any crisis comes a seed of equal or greater opportunity. In any crisis, comes with it a seed of equal or greater opportunity. Holy shit, if the seed is even equal to what we're experiencing right now, let alone greater. Like, that is massive. And so the way that we get through this, number one, is by accepting all it is. And accepting it is not having to live in this fear or concern or scarcity, and not living overly optimistic until all of a sudden you're sitting on the floor with nothing to eat. Right, living in the fact that they both exist and go, cool, I see that, I accept that, I see that, accept that. Now, what do I choose? What do I choose to take on board? Do I choose to wake up and open my phone and consume media in the morning? Do I choose to get up and work on personal practice, doing some meditation, some yoga, exercise, go for a walk, clear my head, hydrate my body, and then plan my day out, right? And be in control, make the choice to work my plan, or do I allow all that's going on right now to work me? The second thing I'm going to share is that if you guys have got the ability to get through this, whatever that looks like even if it's on the bare bones of your ass, to get through this, the upside out of this is huge. I'm telling you right now, like, the government has never injected so much money as what it is. I believe there'll be more to come in Australia. Look at what US is doing. They printed $3 trillion. Look at what London's doing. Like there's a bunch of people, government organizations injecting a shitload of cash. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know how to create wealth. And so the first thing they're going to do with that cash is what?
Spend it.
Spend it. And what are they going to spend it on? The same shit and probably a lot more than they've always spent the money on, which is potentially your guys' products and service. And I don't mean to call you products and service shit. I'm just saying your guys' products and services, right? There's a huge influx of money. I said on the webinar the other night, and I'll say it again, I still believe we're heading for a recession this year, is my belief and what the indicators are. I believe what's going to happen is that in the next 2 to 3 months, we'll see a huge influx of cash come back in the marketplace. The marketplace will pick back up, and then we'll head into a recession later in the year. But it's going to be a great opportunity for those of you and those of us, I say us collectively, that haven't taken growing your business properly and building a business that's profitable and can work without you, time to catch back up to the race. You still have time, regardless of where you're at right now. You've got time if you make the right decisions and you're decisive with your actions. We've managed to secure a specialist to come and speak the third session on the Opulence Intensive next Thursday, Babette, who specializes in strategic positioning, recessions and downturns. She is a ninja. I got off the phone to her literally half an hour ago to help you guys understand more what's happening in the marketplace and how to plan and prepare for what's happening. If we don't go into lockdown, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll start seeing people spend money again because they'll have certainty. At the moment, everything's changing day by day. We have no certainty. So people are just locked down, caught up in their thoughts, caught up in their brains. They're not spending any money. If we don't go into lockdown and we see some stability, the money will start being spent. If not, it might be another 2 months maximum, I think. Personal opinion. So I guess that being said, Pete, what have been some things that you've done in the last few weeks to kind of secure you getting through this?
Well, I mean, in terms of the mindset, it's pretty similar to what you said. It's just trying to have that balance and being in the middle where you acknowledge that this is a shit one and, you know, it's a crap situation. And as you mentioned, a lot of people really going to suffer from it.
Yeah.
And acknowledging that, but then being like, okay, what do I need to do? And getting on with it.
Yeah.
And getting it done. And it kind of comes, I said, it kind of comes and goes in waves. You have a moment where you're like, I'm actually, you know, doing my online program and actually thinking, wow, this is kind of exciting, new product. And then I realize, oh, hang on, I'm doing it right now because I can't do anything else. Not actually because it's an exciting new product, it's the only product. So kind of going between those two extremes a little bit. But I mean, what we're actually looking to do is essentially take all of our sessions, as well as one-on-one sessions. So small groups and one-on-ones, and do them by video call is one thing we're going to do. Done a couple of trial sessions, with our sort of players that have been with us for a long time and for free, and they thought it was really good and it worked really well. So
yeah,
I'm confident that will work, as well as we're doing an online like portal. So basically posting a workout they can do each week.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a lot more budget than what they pay for the you know, in-person training here.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely potential for it to work really well, but it's an unknown because I haven't tried it before. So
Well, it's an unknown, but the market's open to it. Like me myself, one of the things that's most disappointing is the fact that I can't go to the gym 3 times a week. You know, I was with my brother, I was like, dude, what do we need to train? Like, you know, yoga's not going to cut it for me. I need to lift some heavy shit around the backyard or something, you know? And so, and I'm not even at that level of like, you know, gym junkie per se, you know, it's a personal fitness thing. So you've got clients who love what you're doing. Like it's life for them, which a lot of your clients are, they're going to want to find any way, shape or form to stick with you through this. And as long as you're stepping up and leading and giving them an opportunity, regardless of how good it is, they're going to jump on it and they're going to give you feedback and you're going to critique it, make it better. And when things do kick back in, you're now going to have a whole nother business avenue, revenue stream you've never had before.
Yeah. That's the upside of it. And it's a motivating thing to know that.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, it is definitely, obviously it's a much bigger market.
Yeah.
Cause essentially everyone in the world that plays basketball compared to people within, you know, 20 Ks of where we are.
Absolutely. Something that came through last night too is everyone thinks in short-term frameworks during crisis. Mm-hmm. Crisis kind of puts us back into being in constraint, which means we think in short-term frameworks, and that alone is a huge opportunity if you're able to move out of it. I kind of see that the three states that we are in as business owners. The first state is kind of a state of momentum. And I'd love to know, like, out of any of you guys on the call, like, what's it feel like when you're in momentum? What's it feel like when you're kicking goals, you're achieving things, your plans are coming together, you're getting stuff done, and you're feeling like everything's moving forward and that you're unstoppable? Like, what does that feel like to you guys when you feel that you're unstoppable? What's it like for you, Pete?
It's just become, it feels like it's just on cruise control. It's just rolling along easy.
Yeah.
And that's when it becomes really fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes enjoyable.
Yeah. And exciting, says Steve. The second state is when we're experiencing resistance, right? Tom says, feel free, only stress is delivering, everything flows. Yeah. The second state is experiencing, like facing resistance. So facing resistance could be of the ambiguity of the virus right now. But facing resistance is the experiences that we've all had in life where someone said, we can't do something. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, don't quit your job. Oh, you want to be a business owner? That's so unsafe. They've said these things to us that we couldn't do. And we've gone, you know what? I can see a light in the tunnel. And they're like, yeah, because it's a train. And you're like, no, I'm going to go for this thing. And so you face that resistance. And you move towards light in the tunnel and you find a way to break through, right? And we've all had those experiences, yeah? And the third state that we can move into is a feeling of being constrained, right? Where we feel like we're literally held down and we can't move. Like we're suffocated. Our body goes into lockdown. We can't think. We just got no clarity of the next steps because we're fully constrained. And the thing that I found interesting is how many people move from being in momentum into constraint. They completely skipped that resistance, completely skipped the fact that, hey, I can get through this. I can find a way through this, right? And that mindset difference of 2 to 3 is going to be what moves people through this. And moving through it might mean that you end up on the other side better off. It might mean that you move through it and, you know, you've got no money in the bank and you've taken on a shitload of debt, but you've maintained your business. You've spent the time implementing processes and systems, new marketing campaigns, new sales campaigns. The moment things turn around, you just launch this thing.
Mm. Yeah, that's the goal.
But we are entrepreneurs, and I believe that it's our responsibility to change the world. And I look at any great recession, any great thing, I believe that at the core, entrepreneurs have driven that success and driven that growth. And if it's not you, it will be potentially your competition. So we all have that choice. And I'm not saying that we're not facing challenging times right now, but I am saying that we had the opportunity of how we choose to face them. Like, have you guys gone and looked at your budget and worked out, okay, based on the changing in dynamics, if I have revenue drops of 25, 50, 75%, what changes do I need to make to my expenses to maintain breaking even or maintain making a small profit?
Yeah.
Right. What's the worst case scenario? What's the best case scenario? Once we start to put these things down, it allows us to move back into that facing resistance state, right? And have overwhelm and allows us to actually feel like we're starting to move back into momentum. And being momentum comes down to three things. There's a podcast that I did with a guy, Alex Sharfin, who is the Momentum King. And he says, there's three things. Number one, having a clear outcome, right? Your clear outcome might be just getting through this. It might be revenue. It might be holding onto your people, keeping your house, whatever it is, right? Having a clear outcome. The second thing is having clear measurements or scorecard or KPIs to let you know that you're either on course or off course to achieving that outcome. And the third part of this is having accountability, right? Having someone or someones that are keeping you accountable to implement that plan.
Yeah.
Right, to get it done. And I think at the moment, the last investment you should be cutting in terms of time and money is personal growth and personal development. Like, you need it now more than ever. Like, I'm reaching out and contacting my mentors and coaches now more than ever just to maintain my clear head and my mindset. You know, we've got a clear plan. We know what to do. But this is the point in time that you guys need to lean on us even more so, right? As a community, as coaches, as mentors, to help you guys through this and make sure you have a plan in place, because the plan is changing. But if you have a plan in place, you can get up and get into momentum because you can take action and move things forwards.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I agree. That was an absolute mindset helper, knowing that we've got everyone, you guys and everyone in the group here. Makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
Knowing you've got that support.
Yeah. Something I shared on one of my lives, I think it was the other day, is around like process and structure sets you free, right? In normal conditions. But in crisis, process and structure put you ahead, right? It creates opportunity. And so if you're noticing that you're all over the place, pull a bit more structure into your life, right? At the moment, if you're all over the place, pull some structure around your morning ritual, around when you're going to, you know, check social, when you're going to work in your business, when you're going to hang out with your kids, your family, you know, negotiate with your partner. The thing I'll say too, is that if any of you guys are in isolation or lockdown, just be really cautious around the stuff that's going to come up between you and your kids and you and your partner. We're probably going to see an increase in divorce rates and relationship breakdowns because it's stressful situations and stressful times. People are worried about loved ones. People are worried about money. And we tend to take that out on the ones we love the most. And so I really, I guess, want to invite you guys to just realize that your partners, your kids, they're on the same team. They're on the same side. And just realize when you're getting triggered and go and do that breath work with you at the start of the session to pull yourself back in equilibrium and, you know, treat them as if they're on the same side, because they are. They're going through the same stuff as what you are, no doubt, as well. So I think that that's really important. Pete, have you started marketing? Have you started doing any form of lead generation for your new offering?
Not specifically for the paid stuff, but I've just been creating a lot of interest with Facebook and with Instagram and with our email list. So sending out free stuff. I've got a free live workout tomorrow night, which I've been advertising. I posted a free workout yesterday.
Wow.
And yeah, just getting them excited and getting them interested, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it's been headed and where I've been focusing now. Yeah. As I've been putting together the online program.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be sort of late this week, early next week, I'll start really trying to actually get some Facebook ads going and actually advertising the program itself and getting people on board for it.
Yeah. There's been a couple of interesting questions. Someone said, oh, hey, like I'm running Google ads, you know, it's becoming more expensive, blah, 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 blah. Should I keep running them? And my advice was, if you're running ads right now and they're profitable, keep running them.
Yeah.
If you can run more, run more. If your ads are not profitable, don't run them. That being said, at the moment,
I believe the ad spend, like, it's way down, the cost per ad.
I was just about to say, at the moment, we doubled our leads last week. We had over 350 leads, I think it was, last week. And I looked this morning, our lead cost has dropped down. Like, usually we get leads for between like $12 and $17, depending on the campaign. We're getting leads for $4 at the moment. On the same campaign, we launched a new campaign last week, which is killing it. Our cost per call bookings are way down as well. We're noticing conversion rates are down compared to where we usually convert, but we expected that. But in saying that, we're using the opportunity to build a back-end pipeline for when things kick back on and nurture those cheaper opportunities that are coming in the door right now. So there's 40 at the moment, 40% less people advertising on Facebook than normal, just FYI. That's why the lead cost is coming down. So, you know, if you are in a business that has an offering that could be a benefit to people right now, or you've got some cash reserves and you want to, like, now's a good time to start to work on your marketing. If you've got space and capacity, it's up to you. So find a way to bring about structure. I mentioned to one of our members today, she was having trouble with the kids, and I was like, spend an hour uninterrupted, fulfilling your kid's cup up to connect and belong, right? I find with my boys that when they're ratty, like just even having a half an hour of like uninterrupted time with them is enough for them to be occupied for hours afterwards, right? So I get you trying to run a business, but trying to run a business and kick a kid off your ankle at the same time, neither's going to be productive. So work some structuring, work some stuff in with your partner, maybe your neighbor, whoever, to help mind the kids so you can still keep focusing your business. Because step number one of all of this is work on your health first. Do whatever you're going to do to keep your physical health up to speed, and then your mental health. And step number two is leadership, is do what you need to do to lead your team, lead your clients, lead your greater community in and through this. And then step number three is putting your plan together as well. Yeah, Michael said that's because there is more mature now. It's 100% because less people advertising. Miranda says structure provides certainty for them, kids, and us. Yep, and that's the thing. Like Tony Robbins talks about the six core needs, and need number one is the need for certainty. And we all have different levels of certainty. Typically, entrepreneurs need less certainty than most other humans. We like a lot more variety. But at the moment, there's not a lot of certainty at all. So providing some structure creates some certainty. Times that you're going to play with your kids, times you're going to work on your business, times you're going to go for a run or a walk or whatever the case may be, allows some certainty to come back into your system and allow you to function a lot better as well. Yeah, Pete, what's going on for you, dude?
I guess the biggest question and then the thing that's just on my mind at the moment is the uncertainty with just the fact that it's an unknown. As in, I haven't done online training before.
Yeah.
and I guess that the customers are in the same boat. And so it's trying to reduce their friction as well with that.
Have they actually provided friction, or you're preempting it?
I'm preempting it.
Correct.
Because right. It's different.
Yeah, correct. That's your belief. Don't project that onto them, because if you project that onto them, they'll project it back to you. Right? So if you believe there's going to be friction, they will create friction to prove you right. This is the way that we work in life, is that we walk around as a projector, and life is our screen, and life shows us everything that we have going on inside.
Yeah.
So at the moment, from an outsider's perspective looking in, I'm seeing a bunch of clients that are raving fans, that like a diehard basketball fans and want to keep practicing and learning, don't want to be stuck inside. And they can play basketball, right? Yep. They can play basketball. And I see your business that unfortunately can't offer them face-to-face anymore, but their need hasn't gone away, right? The way that you facilitate that, the vehicle has to change. And unfortunately, that is the only option. Fortunately, unfortunately, it's the only option. So by you stepping into that second phase of being a leader and sharing with them, hey guys, this is what's happened, sucks. However, we're going to smash it out of the park because we want to do this for a long time anyway. And you guys are going to help us. It is a paid service because we have a business to run, and we want to make sure that when this is over, you can still come back and train with us.
Yep.
Right. So therefore we have to charge for this service. Yep. Trust you understand. And I want your feedback every step of the way. I want your feedback. What did you love? What didn't you love? What should we stop doing? What should we start doing? What should we continue doing? Right. So use this as an opportunity to bring them even more into your vision, your culture around that.
Yeah.
And there's a process here, a decision-making process, which is around kind of clear ways to make decisions. Number one is analyze what's going on, which you've done that. Number two is prioritize your options. You've done that as well, right? Unconsciously or consciously, you're like, this is my only option for now.
Yeah.
Number three is then commit to a plan, which you've done that. Step number four is start executing that plan, which you're doing that right now. Step number five after that is renew, gain feedback and adjust. That's the piece that unlocks this for you. Is every step of the way, have your members that aren't paying, those couple that are beta tests, cool. But educate and share with the rest of them, this is what you're doing. You need to charge because you want to keep a facility, you know, and they're going to understand that. Gain their feedback and be active on implementing the feedback. And what will happen is you'll get a far greater course than you ever would before. Because if you had to try to launch this when there's the option of at home or in a gym, right?
Yeah.
There would be a lot more resistance than what there is right now because it's the only option right now.
Yeah.
So out of this, the course is going to be ninja compared to what it could have been or would have been.
Yep.
Does that help a bit?
That sounds good.
Pete, you've been amazing.
Thanks, man.
You've been amazing. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Appreciate what you bring to the tribe and the community, and also appreciate everything you're doing for your members and for your team as well, mate, because you guys are making a huge difference. That's it for us.
Thank you, Barry. Right back at you, mate. Can't say thank you enough for what you've done for me.
Absolutely welcome. It's my sincere and humble pleasure, and we're not done yet. We are prepared for this, and we've got you guys. So if any of you need some extra support, please reach out. I voice message every single one of you that's on Facebook. A couple of you aren't on Facebook. If you need support, reach out. We're here to help. We got your back. So let us help you out. Cool. That's it.
Cool. Thanks, mate.
You guys, have an amazing evening. Thanks, Pete.
Cheers, bro. See you, mate.
If you're in a position that many of our clients were before joining us, which is that your business is controlling you rather than you controlling your business, we would love to have a chat to you to see whether or not we might be the right fit to partner with you to help you grow and succeed in business. And over the past 8 years, we've helped hundreds of business owners around the world to grow, scale and succeed in business. Many of our clients report we've helped them to triple their profits and double their time off in 12 months or less. If you jump onto YouTube and notice the hundreds of testimonies, you'd see that this is a common theme amongst them. If you're a business owner that's generating more than $300,000 a year in annual revenue, whether it's $500 million, $5 million, even $10 million a year, and you're looking to take your business and your life to the next level, we might be able to help. If you're noticing that your business is lacking structure, maybe systems or processes, maybe you're not quite attracting enough or the right type of quality leads, making enough sales, or maybe you've been having issues finding, hiring, retaining, and training the right team members, we could be a fit for you. Ultimately, we believe that we never have business problems, we have personal problems that are expressed through our business. And a lot of the work we do is with you as a business owner, helping you to constantly upgrade the way that you see life, the way that you make decisions, and the way that you help construct a profitable and purpose-driven business. In order for us to do that though, you need to book in a quick 15-minute application call with one of our scaling specialists here at The Game Changers. Through the 15-minute call, we're gonna ask you a bunch of questions to see if or how we might better help you. If we can't help you, we'll let you know politely and do our best to point in the direction of someone that can. However, we can help you, we'll look at booking you a 1 hour game plan session where we're gonna dive a lot deeper into where you and your business are at right now, where it is that you want to go in the next 3, 5, and 10 years time, and what are the potential roadblocks or challenges or even opportunities that are along the journey in order for you to get there faster. If you're really feeling that it's time for you to experience the love and the joy of running a business again, if you're really wanting to experience a business that does actually operate without you while still producing profit, we may very well be the right fit. So book in a 15-minute call, we can have a chat and see where we go from there. My name is Barry Boditti, and thanks for listening. Hopefully we get a chance to talk soon.